I could not believe it initially, and I had to research it fully. The first thing is we haven't been informed about this, but I think the whole decision just smacks of a rush decision, which is going to have significant impacts both to the Finn Valley, but also to the whole of Donegal generally. I think you have to realise that St Joseph's Hospital has a number of patients. They have long stay patients. They have patients who come in for respite. But more importantly, Letterkenny uses St Joseph's as a step down hospital of people who've had an operation, who've had an acute illness, who come to Letterkenny for rehabilitation and rest. And an integral part of that is physiotherapy. So immediately, St Joseph's now cannot give that facility to Letterkenny. And immediately that means that the people, there's going to be more backup in Letterkenny. So that alone just makes me feel absolutely astounded by this decision. And if there's been a HICWA inspection, I think the next HICWA inspection will show that St. Joseph's cannot fulfil that very essential service, which is going to essentially gridlock the system once more in Letterkenny. And that is not even talking about the local services that we get from the physiotherapy as a GP.
So this will lead to further delayed discharges, one could imagine.
Oh, it has to. I would not be happy with a patient of mine who's had a hip replacement coming to St. Joseph's for rehabilitation now, because they will not get physiotherapy. So it is that situation that now St. Joseph's is an inappropriate hospital to transfer people from Letterkenny to now, because it doesn't have the services that you would expect. So that alone just makes this decision absolutely astounding. Now, I just want to also say that the service we get from St. Joseph's, we have, which one of the busiest physiotherapies in departments in the county. There's 100 referrals per week to physiotherapy. They had a long waiting list. They've been working really hard to get that waiting list down. They've been giving services to people with osteoarthritis, to osteoporosis, services that will now stop. So I think from the position of the local services, which to me is very important, but also the unthought of decision, consequence of the effect it's going to have on the Finn Valley and on Donegal generally, I'm astounded by this decision. And particularly when they will say that there isn't accommodation in St. Joseph's. Remember, St. Joseph's is an old hospital, but has a lot of refurbishment. Quite a lot of the hospital is now used for administrative offices. Why is that? They can be moved, a physio can be moved in there. There are wards there are wards that are being used by administrative services at the present minute. Why can they be moved to other places? There's lots of ways around this, but I think they haven't understood the consequence of this incredibly strange decision.
Do you think that there's some incompetence here in not understanding how things maybe could be moved around and these services could be retained at the hospital? Or is there, and people will feel, maybe something happening by stealth?
I think once they realise what has happened, there will be an oh God moment here. They will be saying, what have we done? And I would really impress on them to have a think again, because essentially it is going to, as you quite rightly said, it's going to cause gridlock, further gridlock within the system, not just locally, but in the whole county generally. Because those patients that have to be discharged that normally would go to St. Joseph's, now they'll have to be sent to the other community hospitals, which will have a knock-on effect on all parts of this county. So I'm astounded by this decision.
And of course, there are those in the Finn Valley area that may not have the capacity to travel either to Lifford or Donegal Town.
The actual question would be as well, is it's like before you close down any service, whether it's our argument was always with Lippert Hospital, you can't close a department down unless you can actually replicate that service elsewhere. Is it the case that the services in Lifford and in Donegal Town are going to be able to accept a capacity of 100 referrals a week or not? The answer to that is I would imagine, no. So therefore, you know, it isn't so much even the case of people not being able to travel. It's whether the capacity exists in the other two departments to accept 100 referrals a week. I very much doubt that because they don't have the personnel. And once again, the infrastructure issue becomes relevant again. So I think, Greg, as I said earlier, I am perplexed.
And it's a lot of people blindsided by this. They are talking of, and it sounds like language into the future, the notifying of all stakeholders of the relocation. GPs not consulted, political representatives not consulted, the physiotherapy staff told at very short notice, patients learning about it from Highland Radio and elsewhere. Why the panic in this decision? Why the short notice? Why make this decision and then start any notification or consultation? It's not even a consultation, even relating the facts as they are.
I just can't answer that question because I think the answer could not be actually couldn't be broadcast. And I think that the other issue is that I do not think that there have been a cold light of day sitting down and assessing the consequences of this decision and looking at there has to be another way because of the consequences that it's going to have to the county generally.
And just finally, work is ongoing to secure suitable, appropriate accommodation in the Finn Valley area. No time frame on that. And it does seem to indicate, and I don't want to jump to conclusion, but we haven't had the opportunity to interview anyone. It doesn't seem to create a pathway or a timeline for these services ever returning to St. Joseph's Hospital.
Well, you see, the thing is that even if there was, if you think about it logically, even if they transfer the services to another part of the town, that means still that St. Joseph's is still an inappropriate place to transfer people to. It's wearing both hats that I have concerns here. Naturally, I would like the services to retain for my patients that they can get physiotherapy. But if that is located to another location out of St. Joseph's, it means then the people from discharged from Letterkenny to St. Joseph's can't actually avail of that service. So therefore, the issue with St. Joseph's still pertains, that it will be an unsuitable hospital to be used as a step-down facility.
So the ramifications of this, and that's quite stark, the ramifications of this go beyond the black and white on this paper in front of me. This means that St. Joseph's, even if these services are in the vicinity, no longer is appropriate for non-acute hospital care, step down, etc.
Yeah, I would not be. I have to look after my patients. I would not be happy with my patients being stepped down from Letterkenny to St. Joseph's in the absence of physiotherapy on site. If that physiotherapy was in the town somewhere, the possibility of that person going to that physiotherapy department is zero. So therefore, that makes that step down process unsafe, and I would not be happy with that.
Very finally, Dr. Dennis McCauley, obviously you're a GP. You know, you've got a profile. You're a member of the GP subcommittee of the IMO. What is your message then this morning, as clear as you can be, to the HSE on this issue?
Realise the consequences of the decision before actually making that decision.